Imagine losing weight. Imagine losing all kinds of emotional baggage. Imagine losing the part of your narrative that you're not happy with or you really wish you hadn't experienced. Imagine finding the perfect shape that you can be in, a shape that's magically you. Can do this. How do I know? Well, I've seen it happen, not once or twice, but over 1,000 times. And the transformation is personal. I'm not going to do it for you. You're going to be doing it. But I will be showing you some ways that are so much easier. Easier than most of the ways. Now, if you're listening to this, obviously, you're still looking for an easy way or a good way. Maybe you're even prepared to do whatever it takes. You might have tried different methods that people said were the best way. And I can assure you, every way people have told you is the best way for somebody. But that somebody might not be you. Now, losing weight and emotional baggage, why do those two go hand in hand? Or why don't they? Your body is a reflection of the balance in your life. If you look at a plant in an apartment or a house, an indoor plant that doesn't really get enough sunlight will start growing towards the sun. And if you look at that plant, it's like it's reaching for what it needs. It's reaching for something that can satisfy its need of survival. And there is physical survival and emotional survival. And beyond, or the handle of both, or within, is the balance of your nervous system. You see, your brain is an incredible magical machine, and part of it is assisting you to understand what I'm saying, and part of it is just doing stuff that neither you nor I have an idea how it happens, but it happens. And this wonderful brain actually requires 20% of all the energy your body consumes. Now that's an incredible amount of energy, but on the other hand, if your brain can imagine people landing on the moon and then create rockets for them to get there, what is not possible? Your fantasy is your best friend. It's the canvas on which you can paint any image in the future. And any image you paint will program your body's energy, the need of energy. You see, when you're running away from things, your body will produce adrenaline and cortisol. Adrenaline for your heart to beat faster, boom, so that you have energy to run or fight. And cortisol does so many things. Among them, it helps your body transform glucose, transform energy, transform fuel. Now, if you're riding into the desert and you were a camel and you knew that at some point you would get thirsty, eventually over a couple of thousand years you would develop humps and you would fill them with water so that you had water when you needed it. So whatever experiences that camel has, the bigger the humps.